This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Mr. Trump, for 5 years, you perpetuated a false claim that the nation's first black president was not a natural-born citizen. You questioned his legitimacy. In the last couple of weeks, you acknowledged what most Americans have accepted for years. The president was born in the United States. Can you tell us what took you so long?
I'll tell you very well, just very simple to say. Sidney Blumenthal works for the campaign and very close friend of Secretary Clinton, and her campaign manager, Patty Doyle, went to, during the campaign, her campaign against President Obama, fought very hard, and you can go look it up and you can check it out. And if you look at CNN this past week, Patty Solis Doyle was on Wolf Blitzer saying that this happened. Blumenthal sent McClatchy, a highly respected reporter at McClatchy, to Kenya to find out about it. They were pressing it very hard. She failed to get the birth certificate. When I got involved, I didn't fail. I got him to give the birth certificate. So I'm satisfied with it, and I'll tell you why I'm satisfied with it. Because I want to get on to defeating ISIS. Because I want to get on to creating jobs. Because I want to get on to having a strong border. Because I want to get on to things that are very important to me and that are very important to the country.
I'll let you respond. That's important, but I just want to get the answer here. The birth certificate was produced in 2011. You continued to tell the story and question the president's legitimacy in 2012, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah.
As recently as January. So the question is, what changed your
mind?
Well,
nobody was pressing it. Nobody was caring much about it. I figured you'd ask the question tonight, of course, but nobody was caring much about it. But I was the one that got him to produce the birth certificate, and I think I did a good job. Secretary Clinton also fought it. I mean, you know, now everybody in mainstream is going to say, oh, that's not true. Look, it's true. Sidney Blumenthal sent a reporter. You just have to take a look at CNN the last week, the interview with your former campaign manager, and she was involved. But just like she can't bring back jobs, she can't produce.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to follow, but I will let you respond to that, because if there's a lot there, but we're talking about racial healing in this segment. What do you say to Americans?
Well, it was very, I say nothing. I say nothing because I was able to get him to produce it. He should have produced it a long time before. I say nothing. But let me just tell you, when you talk about healing, I think that I've developed very, very good relationships over the last little while with the African American community. I think you can see that. And I feel that they really wanted me to come to that conclusion. And I think I did a great job and a great service, not only for the country, but even for the president, in getting him to produce his birth certificate.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, just listen to what you heard.
Thank you.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got America's Money Answers Man with us. We're talking about the one and only Jordan Goodman, who is with us. He is a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. We've got the market having all kinds of fun, been rather volatile the last couple of weeks. Some would say when the bears come out, maybe it's time to go and go shopping. What do you say?
Well, it's all worried about what the Fed's going to do next week.
Exactly.
They've been talking about they want to raise interest rates at their meeting, which will be September 21st. But all the signs that have been coming out recently, Bill, are of economic weakness, whether it be retail sales, car sales. The Purchasing Managers Index, very important index, was down to 49. Anything below 50 means the economy is contracting. So I can go through a series of things. All the economic sense, the unemployment number was disappointing. So on purely economic grounds, there's no reason to raise rates to stop inflation, which is what the Fed's doing it.
Right, exactly.
So I hope they don't. I don't think they're going to. But they would like to because they would so-called like to normalize rates, get them back to where they should be in some theoretical world. But I think that would be a mistake.
Well, at some point, you've got to do it. But they just keep putting it off. And it seems that they're putting off the inevitable here, and understandably. And, of course, then it plays into the hand of what some are suggesting is that maybe Janet Yellen is playing the political card.
Yeah. And that's Donald Trump recently came out and said, what nobody is willing to say, maybe he's the first one to have directly insulted the chairman of the Federal Reserve, saying you are being blatantly political by keeping rates artificially low to get Clinton elected, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the election, you'll raise interest rates, that kind of thing. Nobody's ever done that I know of. Mm-hmm. They might have thought of it, Bill, but I don't think they've directly insulted the... Because that's... The Federal Reserve really prizes their independence, mm-hmm. being apart from politics.
Well, what's going to happen?
Be called politically motivated is the worst thing you can say to them.
Well, exactly. But, here it is. I mean, look, if he wins... Then he's got an extra card to play with here. I mean, he's got to deal with the dynamic of rates and what that could do for his administration, what that's going to do. I mean, this is in a sense, isn't it, Ronald Reagan all over again? Because this is what Ronald Reagan faced when he took over.
Exactly, very similar. Well, remember under Carter, you had Bill Miller as the head of the Federal Reserve, and he'd been gunning the economy, pumping in money, which was what caused all that inflation. And then when they brought in Volcker, he kind of did the opposite and really slowed things down and stopped the inflation under Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, it would be a similar situation. Yellen has been gunning the economy, keeping interest rates pretty much near zero since 2008, basically. So that could be a turnaround.
Well, it's going to be tough because that's when you get all the players in the room and say, guys, look, we got to deal with lots of moving parts here. The Fed, beyond wanting, they need to raise the rate. And, we need to be able to feather this in. Can we do it in such a way to where we're all cooperating and we're all being strategic about this to where, in a sense, we kind of share the weight and pressure of increasing raising rates together, and maybe that's a little bit more manageable as opposed to the Fed just deciding, hey, they're going to pull the lever all by themselves and let the market
right.
find its own.
Well, I mean,
right?
The stock market is very nervous about this. Every time there's a potential, a Fed governor says something that looks like they're going to raise rates, the stock market drops sharply. So the markets clearly don't want to do it. And then I talk to individual investors. They're just freaking out there because one day the market's down 400 points, it's up 200, it's down 200. They don't know what is going on with all this volatility. I'll tell you one of the things I'm doing, which might be helpful to some of your listeners. I'm just putting it in secure real estate income funds where you get a very nice 8% yield with no market volatility and no fees whatsoever. There's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. I've been doing this for a long, long time.
Right.
They're lending money to commercial real estate projects, and you actually get a piece of the profits when the project is done and they can sell it for a profit. So you're going to get 8% current cash flow, and then after a year or so, you get an additional 2% or so from profit sharing. So something that's completely separate from the stock market, I think, might be good with all the craziness that's going on lately.
Especially with that kind of return, 8%, are you kidding me?
Correct. In a 0% world. If you're in Switzerland, Bill, you're going to get minus 3%.
Exactly.
The latest numbers I saw is about $16 trillion, with a T, $16 trillion in debt around the world trading at negative interest rates. About a quarter of all existing bonds are trading at below zero. Is that crazy or what? That's the situation we're in today.
Well, it's crazy. And as bad as America is right now, it's what makes America still look good, right, by comparison.
Right. We actually have positive interest rates. So that's what's drawing money in. Now, if the Fed did raise rates, that would make the dollar go up in value against other currencies. We should draw in even more currency, right, from around the world.
Yeah.
And it would make it harder for our exporters to export because it makes American goods more expensive.
Exactly.
It's going to make it cheaper to go to Europe and London. I mean, the euro has already fallen a lot, but it would fall even further if the Fed, in fact, did raise rates.
Exactly. Hey, can we talk Wells Fargo? What's going on with this deal? I mean, this is crazy.
This is plus, amazing.
What I didn't like, and I'll tell you up front, and then we can talk about it after you give your report on it, was the payout. How much actually went to the consumer? And you know, again, the attorneys took all the they took all the money. The attorneys and the government.
Yeah. Well, what happened in this case is if Wells Fargo had a culture of so-called cross-selling, where if you get a mortgage or a credit card or a checking account, they would pressure you to buy other accounts, up to a total of about six, typically. And in many cases, they had these quotas, and they were pushing a lot of pressure on the employees to kind of keep cross-selling. So they couldn't meet their quotas, so they were opening accounts, credit card accounts, checking accounts, in people's names without them even knowing about it.
Oh, wow.
And then charging them fees from an account they didn't even know they had. And then they would close these accounts. Over 2 million accounts were kind of falsely created like this. Once this all came out, 5,300 Wells Fargo employees were fired, and they paid a fine of $185 million to the CFPB, this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is by far the largest fine they've ever had. Now, Stumpf, the CEO of Wells Fargo, is testifying to the Senate. Oh, it's all a bunch of rogues down there. No, this was a systematic system. It's kind of like Volkswagen. They knew they were gunning the test for emissions. They knew they were doing this all the time. You can't have something this widespread, 2 million accounts. This is not one rogue banker somewhere.
And this had been going on for quite a while. So this wasn't just something they found out in the last, you know, the last couple of weeks or something. This had been going on for a number of years, and this is a cumulative number. But what disgusts me, though, Jordan, is the fine and how much went to the consumer versus everybody else. My understanding was only about $5 million was agreed to be dispersed to the consumer for their injury. And the federal government, the feds, are the ones that got the lion's share of the money. And my question always remains is, where does that money go?
It's funding the operations of the CFPB. It's the way it works. Because they don't get enough money from Congress, so they get it from fines. So it is funding them from doing more. I mean, I think it's a good thing they found this out and stopped it from happening.
Exactly.
But you're right. The consumer, I mean, consumers got hurt in several ways. They were paying fees they shouldn't have for accounts they didn't want. Their credit scores were being hurt as well.
Exactly.
Right? And as you applied for a credit card that you didn't even know about, That hurt your credit score right there as well. Mortgages, other kinds of things. So a lot of pain on the consumer's part, and the government takes the money. You're right.
I'm surprised that it was Wells Fargo, because they seem to be the golden one.
That's right. They had a good reputation.
Right? Exactly.
Until it came out. I mean, Volkswagen had a good reputation until they came out as well. So you never know what's going to happen these days.
Exactly. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Always glad to take their emails at moneyanswers.com as well.
Other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Hey, why not? Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Ted Hayes is back with us. Always good to have Ted with us, a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council, a longtime L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. Ted, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to hear you again, and good to be able to speak with yourself and your listeners as well this morning.
Absolutely.
How are you?
So your thought? I'm doing great, thank you. So your thoughts about last night's debate? What did you get out of it?
Not much, mm-hmm. yeah. to be honest with you. I wish that they would talk more about the issue of immigration, and mm-hmm. They should have went more in depth on the racial issues. So I was a little disappointed in that. I think that the country could have heard a little bit more from both of them on mm-hmm. that issue, but we yeah. didn't hear much of that at all.
Yeah, it's interesting you should say that because, you know, for 90 minutes, you thought going into it, this was going to give them a lot of time. I don't know, it just seemed like the format seemed a little stiff. And we didn't quite get what we needed. I think, you know, a lot of people like yourself are saying a bit disappointed with, you know, what came out of it.
Yeah, and maybe that had to happen. I'm thinking that maybe the second round is going to be much more focused mm-hmm. than this. I think it's kind of like filling each other out and filling the country out and then the country fill them both out at the same time. But I just think they could have done better. It'll probably be better the next time around. Mm.
Yeah, without a doubt. I felt the same way, too, Ted, that it was a little bit of a feeling out phase. I think that, I think both candidates, for the most part, did well. I think they carried their case as well as they can. I know some people want to, you know, really pinpoint some of the things. And, and of course, this whole fact-checking thing is, gotten out of hand here. I don't know if we're just going to have, you know, where somebody, you know, we start hearing a nervy bell that goes off when, you know, something is said that is misinterpreted or whatever. But, you know, I think it is the nature of debates that, they let them go. And, you know, then afterwards you have all the fact checkers going on. But I thought, you know, for Lester Holt to try to fact check at times, they seem to be a little bit more targeted towards one side than the other.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. I think what needs to happen, though, that will clear the atmosphere, I think that the next debate should be specifically on the racial issues.
Yes, I think
because,
so, too.
Because our young people, too many people today, the legitimate immigrants that come into this country, as well as the illegal immigrants that come into the country, we're having all this turmoil in the country around race, but no one really knows the root of what happened in this country a few hundred years ago. And as far as even 150 years ago, around the Civil War, we don't know what those people were, what that Civil War was about. We don't know who was fighting who, Democrat, Republican. We don't know what caused it. And we don't know why, after the Civil War, the race issue has gotten worse to this day. Even when we supposed have had a so-called black president brought in specifically to address the issue of race in America, mm-hmm. and since he's been in office, I don't believe Mr. Obama caused the rift in our country, the racial rift. I believe he was able to play on it and agitate it and make it a bit more worse than what it actually was. And I think the only way that we're going to get a resolution to this issue is when the two major parties who waged this basically who have been running this country, when these two parties explain themselves to the American people, what did you do in the Civil War as a Democrat or Republican?
Right.
What was your role in chattel slavery as a Democrat and Republican? Who created the Ku Klux Klan, being that's been thrown around a lot? Who created the Jim Crow laws? And when we talk about, this thing seems to focus a lot on systemic racism. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's talk about systemic racism. Where did the systemic racism come from? Mm-hmm. Who initiated and who allowed it? And we never, until we get to that, the discussion on the economy, discussion on the military, foreign affairs, any of that those things will not matter until we get this racial wound taken care of in our country.
Yeah, this is an integrity issue, Ted. And you and I had this discussion before, and you're exactly spot on. I see it as one of those, you know, before you take, the speck out of your brother's eye, you better look at the 2x4 in your own. And, kind of situation that we can't get on, you know, beyond this until we're willing to, you know, look at the historical record objectively. I got to hand it to Democrats. Democrats have done an awesome job in rewriting history. They've been able to control the narrative over the years, and it's been indoctrinated in these young kids' minds. I mean, we got generations of kids growing up. You know, particularly the most recent one that have been indoctrinated to believe that Black America is deserving of reparations. And, we're going to have to get around it. We're going to have to deal with that and almost lance that whole idea out of the culture, because that kind of thinking continues to promote this racial divide in this country.
Well, what it is, when you've had a wound, let's say a broken arm,
mm-hmm.
and the arm was not set correctly.
Right.
Yes. You got a problem. So what's got to happen? You got to go back in. At least what I understand from physicians. I'm not a physician, but what I understand from them. You got to replace.
You haven't played a physician on TV, Ted. Most people have played physicians on TV. You know?
That's
so we can make that statement. I mean, my doctor tells me all the time. He says you're going to get arrested for practicing medicine without a license. You know, I know enough to get myself in a lot of trouble.
I should play psychiatrist. No.
Okay.
But when you break that wound, that bone, you got to re-break it. It's painful, but
yes.
Then you must reset it. And what has happened in the case, for example, of reparations, that is a wound, a bone that's broken, but it needs to be rebroken again because it's grown wrong.
Right.
And until we break it and start over again, we're going to continue to have this trouble. Every time that we'll call white America, but every time our country gives something to black people in the name of rectifying 99 years of Jim Crow racism against them, 245 years of chattel slavery, every time they've given things to fix that, it's gotten worse. For example, even the passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, you would have thought that would have perfected the black community in this country. It did not. It seems to have made things worse. You would have thought that after we were given affirmative action, that would have made things better. It did not. It made things worse. You would have thought that by giving us a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, etc., that's even gotten worse. And you would think when we were given a black president, so-called, which I don't think he is anyway, we have gotten worse. And not better. And see, and that's not so, that's, and I, from what I'm understanding in my life as a black person, my research, our issue is not with white people. Our issue is not with America. Our issue as a people is with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We run around here hollering, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, but yet we kill each other far more than the Ku Klux Klan could have ever dreamed of killing. Folks, go to your research, your Google or your Wikipedia, and you check out what the FBI says. The FBI said that in the last 3 years, 350,000 black men have been killed by black men in this country. Did you hear me, folks? 350,000. Where's the outcry?
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's kind of every issue that we deal with in America. You know, when we consider that 7 out of 10 of us are saying that the country is off track, we have ourselves to blame. This is a government of, for, and by we the people. It's the way our framers designed it. If we don't follow the rules, then we're paying the price. We're reaping what we've sown. We have this America of the 21st century that we deserve. We created this. The good news is, if we create it, we can uncreate it and get back on track. Right, Ted?
Absolutely correct. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union.
Boy, it's a beautiful sentence. That's it. Ted Hayes, a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, online is just one of many ways you can join us. And we thank you for coming on the team to fight the good fight, along with our 280-plus affiliates across this country and around the world via shortwave. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's also where you can check out Sam's Corner. Samantha Mills Mal, our good news girl, is with us every Tuesday to talk about the viral videos that are happening. And they're fun to share, fun to, you know, take a look at. And every once in a while, you got to bring a tissue or two, you know, because they just definitely catch your heartstrings, because it's people being people. And, you know, sometimes we fail to celebrate the live stories, you know, the live stories of people that, you know, just so precious. And, you know, Sam is able to catch moments of time of people's lives that, encourage you to say, maybe as bad as it is, it could be worse. And then you see other people rise above, you know, sometimes the most terrible of things in their lives, most amazing. Hey, Sam, good to be talking with you all as always. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great. So, real quick here before we jump into this first story, you saw the debate last night. I think millions of people are talking about it this morning. Their various impressions. You know, what were your thoughts?
I sure did. Well, I'm glad to finally get to see the debate and see the dynamics between the two, but I wish Donald Trump would have gone against Hillary a little harder when she gave him the opportunity, because I felt like she kind of opened the door saying that the president's one of the primary responsibilities of this next president will be cybersecurity. So I kind of thought she left the door wide open right there, would have liked to see him go after her. But, you know, she's had a lot of experience in these one-on-one debates, and I think this is his first one. So I thought he did a good job, and I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think by and large, I think for people that thought that, you know, maybe it was just going to get out of hand, you know, that sort of thing, and like anything that happens, they learn from this. You know, Hillary, I thought, you know, held steady. I mean, she's had a lot of experience doing this. She prepared well and did okay. I think, you know, Trump and his people are going to sit down. They're going to look at the video and say, okay, here's some better things that we could do. And also some lost opportunities. I thought there were several, and, you know, I agree with you, that he could have, made issues on, you know, particularly, you know, as you say, on cybersecurity, talking about emails, there was just so many other things that I thought they kind of touched on, danced around, but didn't really go after the juggler. And who knows, you know, like I said, you know, like anything, you know, we got two more debates yet to see. But, you know, the first one is always a very impressive debate. You know, we'll see what happens. But this seems to be one of, you know, more of a lost opportunity than anything else, the way I looked at it.
So. Well, I have the feeling he'll be coming back strong on the next one. You know, this is kind of like a practice ground almost, and I'm really interested to see what happens next week. So.
Well, maybe part of it too is he was being overly cautious. He didn't want to be perceived as one that was, you know, pouncing on a woman,
right,
and you know, that kind of deal. So maybe he, I mean, because even at one point, you know, she came after him with some things, and I know that he was biting his tongue, and he mentioned later that he was, you know, because there's Chelsea, and you know, and talking about. You know, protecting women and that sort of thing. And it's like, oh, my goodness. And he just, you know, he really bit his tongue. You could see his teeth chipping a little bit on that one, because he wanted to say something really in the worst way. Hey, let's talk about this first story that you got, a toddler wandering into a bear-filled forest and survives for days. I mean, was this Jungle Boy Part 2 here?
Apparently his new name is Mowgli, you know, referring to the Jungle Book. And I'm thinking, I'm wondering if he had a Baloo or something watching after him while he was in there, because this little boy, he's only 3 years old. This is in Siberia, in temperatures that were about 32 degrees. And I guess he had been kind of playing with one of his puppies, and he wandered off into the woods. And these woods were, you know, I guess it's like it's the season for bears to be eating and fattening up. So it was a very dangerous time. They had hundreds of people out there looking for him by air and by land. And 3 days later, they found this little boy about 3 kilometers away from his village. And he was just a little bit dehydrated. And apparently he had had like a chocolate bar in his pocket. And he also had... he kind of found a little dry place underneath some tree roots, and he had kept himself warm and safe. I mean, what an impressive little three-year-old. I can't imagine doing that now, let alone when I was a toddler. What a great story with a very happy ending that I'm sure was getting – that happy ending was getting a little bit less and less likely with every day that passed by.
Exactly. So, 72 hours. Could you imagine your three-year-old son walking off in a dangerous area? Oh, my goodness.
I'd be in
therapy.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And you know what? He might not have even known what danger he was in. I'm sure it was, like, maybe scary for him, but sometimes maybe that kept him a little bit safer if he didn't feel that fear.
Exactly.
Like we would have felt for him. So I'm so glad to know he's okay. What an impressive young man.
Yeah, really.
He's a little survivor.
Three years old. I can last out in a bear-filled forest with a candy bar and my own wits at 3 years old. Test me.
That's right.
Amazing.
Take on the world.
Exactly. Well, how about this one? The homeless man who found the New Jersey bomb is given a home and job prospects. I had heard about this, but I didn't know about the home. This is incredible.
So actually, Lee Parker and Ivan White are both two homeless men that found the bomb. Lee Parker was the one who was actually, he was going to go to a job interview, and the way he found the bomb was he picked up the backpack, and him and White were walking down the street, and they looked in, And when he found the backpack, thinking that it was just some old abandoned backpack that he might be able to use, they look in, and it was full of wires and all kinds of little things, making it obviously a bomb. So they put it out in the middle of a place that they knew was remote, wouldn't hurt anybody, and they went and contacted the police. Well, he ends up missing his job interview because he was talking to police on Monday morning when he was just to do his job interview. And he ended up getting another company, a food company, reached out to him in New Jersey, and they've offered him a job. And he was actually applying to load trucks, so it worked out perfectly for him. And they also did a GoFundMe account to raise just $10,000 for these guys, and it's over $30,000 already.
Oh, wow. Very
and
cool.
I just, what a great ending to that story. You know, that could have been, along the way, so many potentially disastrous things could have happened. You know, I'm sure he was walking in crowded streets, didn't know what was what he had on his back.
Could you imagine? I mean, here it is, you know, walking with a live bomb, didn't even know it. And then, you know, like again, angels watching over him without a doubt. How about the Christopher Jones story, walking into a Columbus police station? What's about this?
So Christopher Jones, when he was 5 years old, he almost drowned at the bottom of a pool. And this police officer rescued him, and this is the first time they're reuniting in 19 or 20 years. So it was in Columbus, Ohio, and Christopher Jones apparently had been at the bottom of the pool. They said for 15 to 20 minutes. I'm not sure exactly how that happened, but whenever James Poole, the police officer, he had just become a police officer this time, saw him back in 1997, he rescued him. And they were just reunited because Chris Jones actually happened to see James online, and he knew the name of the officer. And when he realized it was him, he's like, I want to meet him.
Exactly.
So Jones and his daughter came to meet them. It was really awesome.
A great reunion.
Story.
Final story, bring your Bible to school day.
That's right. 300,000 students are expected to bring their Bible to school on October 6th as part of Focus on the Family's third annual Bring Your Bible to School Day. It's to help with religious freedom and help people be proud of being Christian and not be afraid to share that, because there's been a lot of misunderstanding about that lately. And so it's October 6th, Thursday, October 6th. So if you have students, you know, encourage them to do that.
And it's legal to do that.
It is legal to do that.
Absolutely not a problem whatsoever, right?
Well, I mean, there might be people who say it's a problem. You know, there's been a few different incidents where they said that it's a problem, but it's not. It's perfectly legal to do that.
And Samantha Mills Mal, the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from $5,000 to $1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply nitrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Again, 855-305-8326.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you for the ride as we continue to do everything we can, all in, all hands on deck. We're going to get this country back on track. It's going to be a ground-up movement, not top-down. Top-down is what got us into this mess to begin with. But, of course, I divert for just a moment, and it's important that we take a little bit of a mental break. After all, after last night's debate and all the discussion and this political year that we're in the middle of right now, you know, if we just hold on to that one topic, our brains are going to bruise and explode on us. Got a real treat for you. Erin Bethea is with us, American actress. She's known for appearing in Sherwood Pictures films Facing the Giants and Fireproof. She's the daughter of Michael and Terry Catt. Her father, Dr. Michael Catt, is the senior pastor at Sherwood Baptist Church. I know when you hear that, you think of the Kendrick brothers. And, of course, she's been hanging around the Kendrick brothers for quite a while. Right, Erin?
Yes, that's right, for a long time.
Yeah, well, good fun. I mean, here, you know, you've been a part of their movies, particularly Fireproof, more specifically, which you really got a lot of attention for your role in Fireproof.
Oh, yeah, that movie completely changed my life. I mean, I was working as an actress before Fireproof, but not in movies. And so when you get into movies that go nationwide and have a success like Fireproof does, it's bound to have an impact.
Did it confirm your purpose at that point? I mean, you were doing well. You were an actress, but I think along the line, you know, along the way, in anything that we do, we look for confirmation. Did this confirm you were on the right track at this point?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped confirm it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that you just sort of, you know, in your gut what the Lord has sort of steered you toward and given you a desire to do. And when he gives you those opportunities to do them and to do them in such a big way with such responsibility as a film like Fireproof, then absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about New Life, the movie.
that comes out in about a month. I mean, this has been, you know, a project of love for you. I mean, you were on both sides of the camera.
Yes. Yeah. Writing, producing, acting. I've lost my mind. I'm trying to be Alex Kendrick, apparently.
Yeah. you did everything but bring the donuts. Come on.
Yeah. I didn't direct. I'm not that crazy, but.
But this is one of those projects for you, you know, that probably, you know, like many things that come from God, when it first comes to you as the seed, an idea, you question whether or not, you know, God, do you really want me to do this? You know, this is more than anything I've ever done. Often I say that's the true test. When it's something impossible, then it's definitely coming from God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it is one of those things that I was really afraid of for a long time. And actually, a good friend of mine, Kevin Downs, who is a Christian film producer, he was also in Courageous and Moms Night Out and Woodlawn. He had approached me about a year before I started on this new life journey. And he was like, I just really feel like it's time for you to produce. And I was like, you've lost your mind. You know,
right.
Like, you're crazy. And then as this opportunity sort of fell into my lap and almost happened before I even knew it was happening, I suddenly was like, oh man, Kevin totally had an early word that I didn't have yet. And I'm glad that I had the early warning.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's where we love prophets. You know, we love the prophetic, and we love people who see something that necessarily we can't see. It's that word aptly spoken that comes and hits you and encourages you. You know, like anybody and anyone that's on, you know, living on purpose, you look for those benchmarks. You look for those signs in the road that say, yeah, okay, I'm on the right road here. And, so what a neat word. And so you and Drew Waters got together. Now, you and Drew had worked together before.
We had. We had been co-starring in another faith-based film called The Redemption of Henry Myers.
Mm-hmm.
That's also one of my favorite films that I've done. And while we were actually shooting that film, he approached me with the idea for this movie that at the time was called Nouvelle Vie, which is French for new life.
New life, uh-huh.
And was a short film kind of along this same story of what our feature film ended up being. And, I just fell in love with his idea and his story. And he asked me to play the lead girl in the short. And as we just kind of got to talking about it more and more, I just said, you can't make this a short film. You have to make it a feature. More people will see it, and it's powerful. And, you know, people don't, the general public doesn't see a lot of short films unless they're before a Pixar movie. So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, Aaron, tell us, you know, give us a summary of the movie and what we can look forward to come October the 28th.
Yeah. So New Life is a love story. With one of the things I'm proudest of about it is that it has no objectionable content. It's completely clean. There's nothing you have to worry about ladies covering your date's eyes at any point.
Or protect the kids, you know.
Exactly. So we have a PG rating. So that's wonderful. But the story itself is really powerful and emotional. It follows these two people, Ben and Ava, who meet as children and fall in love and journey into marriage and life together and really just, you know, have this amazing relationship until this tragic circumstance comes into their lives that sort of throws their lives for a loop. And then we watch them choose to continue to put each other first and to walk hand in hand through this unimaginable storm that they're being challenged with. So I like to say it's kind of the opposite of fireproof in a way, in that nothing is going to tear these two people apart, and that's what we get to see.
Well, Aaron, I understand, you know, in this movie, you embraced a unique and new production philosophy. Break that down for our audience. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah, we our company that we started, Argentum Entertainment, Argentum being the Latin word for silver, is kind of based off of the idea of the purification of process of silver, that movies are on the silver screen, and to get to silver, you have to remove the impurity, which means to get to a good movie, you have to remove the things that take away from good quality storytelling, which quite frankly, gratuitous objectionable content does that. You know, far too much language, sex, and violence. If you had to throw all that in there, it probably means your story wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And you needed some things for shock value to keep the audience interested. Mm-hmm. And so what our company is based on is telling redemptive, inspirational stories, some that really are, you know, overtly faith, and others like New Life that is not overtly faith, but is just a good quality love story that you can go see with your family or with your husband. And not have to worry about the things that make you uncomfortable. You can just enjoy a good movie.
Yeah, you know, to your point, Aaron, people are saying that A New Life is going to be compared with iconic romance movies like The Notebook, Fault in Our Stars, and Love Story. There is just something, you know, about our nature, how we love romance, don't we?
Yes, yes. We do. I do.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know that it will ever go out of style. I think we're all suckers for a good romantic story. Maybe to remind us of the romance of years ago that we may have enjoyed, or the romance that we look forward to.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, love is so central to who we are as human beings. And very often that's what we like to see on the screen. I mean, I love a good action film. I love Braveheart as much as anybody else. But there is something about a really powerful love story, or, you know, for me, I've got those movies that are like my top five movies that when I just need a good cleansing cry, you know,
yes.
I pop in one of these, you know, Steel Magnolias or The Notebook or something. It's great.
See, I think that's a good remedy. See, women do that. See, guys, that we need to do that. Maybe we have our, you know, our Braveheart movies and that sort of thing, but I think part of our humanity is sometimes you just need a good cry, and it's okay.
It's cleansing. It's cathartic.
Without a doubt. I love that. You know, in the movie, you're breaking ground, you know, trying to reach out. Yes, this is, you know, people are going to sense and understand this is, you know, in a sense, a faith film. I mean, it's a good film, appeals to the entire family. There's a message in there, you know, and so some, because of your background, will see this as a faith film. But as you mentioned earlier, it's not necessarily one where you're trying to be overt about it, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, our philosophy with New Life and with a lot of the films that are, you know, coming up that we plan to make with our company is that, you know, both Drew and I are Christians.
Mm.
And when you are an artist, your worldviews naturally come out in your artwork.
Mm.
You don't have to force that. You know, you've poured your heart and your soul into a piece.
Yes.
Or into a film. And so if that's who you are, it's going to come out in your work.
Yes.
And at the same time, we want to make films that people who maybe aren't churchgoers or aren't people of faith can go to a film and not feel like they got tricked into a sermon.
Exactly.
But rather they're inspired, and maybe it does make them ask some questions because...
Well, Aaron, we got to leave it there. Real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Yes, newlifethemovie.com is our website.
From insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.